The words I do are being exchanged a lot less in Massachusetts, all because of the coronavirus pandemic. Large ceremonies and lavish receptions have been postponed or canceled, leaving couples, along with the entire wedding industry, in a tailspin. WBUR's Andrea Shea reports.
After 29-year-old Julia Caneb and her fiancé got engaged, she pictured them tying the knot in the summer and remembers thinking,
I want to be outside, I want my feet to be bare.
But now Caneb will be wearing shoes on her big day because it's been moved to December. Her wedding planner Mandy Connor created three different headcount scenarios as they waited for Governor Baker's Phase 3 announcement, the ideal being 200 guests at a country club. On Zoom, Connor had to break it to Caneb that all indoor events can only be 25 people until there's a vaccine.
Alrighty.
It's not the news that I ever want to have to deliver to anyone. And honestly, sitting here waiting to log in, like my heart was in my throat.
8 of Connor's 10 events booked for 2020 have been pushed to 2021, but Caneb's has to happen in December. That's when her future groom, an Air Force trainee in Texas, can come home just for 10 days. Caneb has been stressed working as a traveling oncology nurse in Vermont and hasn't seen her fiancé since April.
How are you feeling? Talk to me.
I mean, I think I was right to just not really get my hopes up all these months. The only disappointment is that, you know, we both come from big families, and so not being able to have our whole family there. Tough.
You know, the wedding industry is scrambling, and we're coming up with new ways to live stream. Certainly, it's not going to be the huge event that you had envisioned, and I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry.
Gone are the days of the 150-person weddings that have fueled Connor's industry for decades.
You're seeing a lot of elopements this year?
So planners are offering elopement packages, along with micro-weddings like Caneb's. But even with all the bells and whistles, the budgets are much smaller. Connor worries about the fate of her 10-year-old company, Hummingbird Bridal and Events, and the thousands of out-of-work wedding vendors, including videographers, musicians, and caterers.
This is a cottage industry of small businesses. It's artisans. And when you see that your entire year's income has dried up, it's very scary.
It's a moving target still, and maybe for years to come. So I think flexibility is the number one survival mechanism right now.
Chrissy Price owns the floral design company Boston Pollen. With so many postponements and cancellations, she resorted to selling paintings of flowers on Instagram. She hopes micro weddings will help. So does venue owner Sarah Narcus. She and her mom opened Olio in 2018 after $1 million renovation.
We have no other revenue source other than people coming together.
Narcus says their 6,000 square foot event space in Peabody was on track to turn a profit this year, but it's been largely empty since mid-March. She points to a newly formed group of Massachusetts wedding businesses that sent a letter to Governor Baker this week, describing a long list of catastrophic financial challenges racking the $1.4 billion a year industry.
And that only accounts for the weddings themselves. It does not account for the corollary tourism industries, the hotel blocks, the rehearsal dinners and Sunday brunches, and all the travel that goes along with those weddings.
These are the ripple effects that we're talking about that people are not talking about.
Miriam Michelle has been running M&M Elite events since 2009. The planner feels for couples who are going through with getting married this year. But bride-to-be and nurse Julia Caneb says she and her fiancé are ready.
We can't postpone forever. We want to start our lives.
Especially now, Caneb says, because no one knows what the coronavirus might do next year. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Andrea Shea.